Why Families Must Talk About Aging Before Crisis Comes, we are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Families often wait too long to talk about aging. They wait until there is a fall, a hospital visit, a diagnosis, a driving problem, or sudden confusion. But crisis is a poor teacher. It brings fear, pressure, and rush decisions. Wise families talk before the emergency. If you are the parent, this conversation is not about losing dignity. It is about leading with wisdom while you still have clarity and voice. It is a gift to your family when you talk honestly about your wishes, your concerns, and the kind of help you would or would not want. If you are the adult child, this is not about taking over. It is about learning how to honor your parent while preparing to serve faithfully if new responsibilities come. Love does not wait for panic to do all the talking. For both generations, aging is a shared ministry journey. It touches health, housing, money, relationships, memory, grief, calling, and legacy. In Christian life, all of life is ministry. That includes preparing for later years with honesty, dignity, and peace. Scripture calls us to honor father and mother. Scripture also teaches stewardship and wise preparation. Psalm 71 shows that old age still matters before God. Isaiah 46:4 says, "Even to old age I am he, and even to gray hairs will I carry you web." Aging does not erase calling. Later life can still carry ministry, blessing, wisdom, testimony, and reconciliation. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation. It is not legal advice, medical advice, or financial advice. Families should consult qualified professionals for state-specific or situation-specific guidance. But before those professional meetings ever happen, family conversations matter deeply. Ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches should take this course too. They need this wisdom for their own families and for the people they serve. Many people quietly carry fears about aging, but do not know how to begin the conversation. What not to do? Do not wait for a crisis to begin talking. Do not speak as though aging parents are problems to solve. Do not act as though adult children must become controllers. Do not avoid the topic because it feels uncomfortable. A better path is this. Start early, speak gently, pray honestly, and build peace before pressure comes. Aging with honor begins when families decide to walk this road together in the light of Christ.